Ever wonder why you really do the things you do? There's often an elephant in our mental room, hidden motives we don't acknowledge even to ourselves. This isn't a design flaw, but a feature of human psychology. We evolve to deceive ourselves because it helps us deceive others more effectively. Think about the last time you were late to a meeting. You likely offered a socially acceptable excuse rather than admitting you prioritized something else. The fascinating part? You probably believed your own excuse. This strategic self-deception operates across all aspects of human life, from medicine to office politics. By hiding our competitive, sometimes ugly motives from ourselves, we pursue them effectively while maintaining both our self-image and social standing. Why did humans develop such large brains? While we prefer to believe our intelligence evolved for noble purposes like hunting or adapting to climate change, evidence suggests our big brains primarily developed through social competition with each other. Consider coastal redwoods, which grow hundreds of feet tall not because they need that height in isolation, but because they compete with other redwoods for sunlight. Similarly, human intelligence didn't evolve to tower above other species, but to outmaneuver other humans. This competition manifests in three key domains: sex, social status, and politics, all fundamentally competitive arenas that shaped our oversized brains. Have you ever felt that surge of adrenaline when someone cuts in line? That physiological reaction is part of our evolutionary toolkit for enforcing social norms, rules about how community members should behave. Unlike redwoods trapped in endless competition, humans possess the superpower of coordination to avoid wasteful competition. Our ancestors maintained fierce egalitarianism, vigilantly preventing individuals from dominating others. When we do something wrong, we face reprisal not just from the wronged individual, but potentially from the entire community. Gossip serves as a powerful enforcement mechanism, allowing communities to coordinate against bad actors. Everybody cheats. It's simply human nature. While most of us honor major prohibitions, we routinely violate smaller norms through lying, jaywalking, taking office supplies, or fudging tax returns. We cheat because it lets us reap benefits without typical costs, like swimmers who urinate in pools to avoid inconvenient breaks. The concept of common knowledge is crucial here, information everyone knows and knows that everyone else knows. When drinking alcohol in public, wrapping the bottle in a brown paper bag doesn't fool police, but it provides just enough cover for them to avoid criticism. We use pretexts, ready-made excuses, discreet communication, exploitation of gray areas, and subtlety to maintain plausible deniability. While celebrities like Steve Jobs or JFK got away with violating major norms, everyday people routinely violate minor ones. We brag subtly, gossip behind backs, shirk responsibilities, undermine teammates, and manipulate others, but always with discretion. Why would evolution design our brains to distort vital information? Traditional views treat self-deception as a defense mechanism, protecting our ego. But this ignores a crucial question. Wouldn't a more robust self-esteem be more efficient? Evolutionary psychologists offer a more compelling explanation. Self-deception is primarily outward-facing and manipulative. Self-deception proves advantageous because lying is simply too difficult. It's cognitively demanding and triggers physiological tells like racing hearts and nervous tics. Since others scrutinize our words and behaviors for inconsistencies, often the most robust strategy for misleading others is to actually believe our own deceptions. Self-deception manifests through four archetypal strategies. The madman commits irrationally to a course of action, changing others' incentives. The loyalist demonstrates commitment by believing what's irrational. The cheerleader fervently believes to better convince others. And the cheater denies knowledge of wrongdoing, making norm violations harder to prosecute. Our brain operates as a complex modular system, with different parts handling various information processing tasks semi-independently. What Marvin Minsky called the society of mind. humans remain strategically blind to our true motives while confidently claiming to understand them. Studies of split-brain patients showed that when the speaking part of the brain was asked to explain actions it didn't initiate, it created convincing but false explanations. This interpreter module acts like a press secretary, crafting plausible narratives for both self-understanding and external communication. Our conscious mind is this press secretary, defending rather than making decisions. While verbal communication is extensively taught, body language instruction is nearly absent despite its crucial role in social interaction. Though not 90% of communication is sometimes claimed, nonverbal cues are essential for conveying emotions and attitudes. Body language is more honest than speech because it's physically linked to the messages it expresses. Genuine excitement creates physical animation. We remain largely unaware of our nonverbal signals, especially those related to status. Yet these unconscious cues govern critical social domains like attraction, politics, and hierarchy, areas heavily constrained by social norms. Our institutions serve functions beyond their stated purposes. Art isn't just about beauty, but functions as a fitness display. Charity isn't purely about helping others. We donate more when being watched. Education primarily serves as credentialing rather than learning, explaining why students celebrate canceled classes. Medicine functions partly as conspicuous caring, an elaborate adult version of kiss the boo-boo. Religion isn't just about supernatural beliefs, but about community cohesion. Politics often functions more as tribal signaling than civic problem-solving. Understanding these hidden motives offers several benefits: better situational awareness, recognition of our own blind spots, and the ability to design better institutions. While we can't transcend our biology, we can acknowledge selfish motives without glorifying them. Despite evolution's tendency toward selfishness, humans cooperate remarkably well. Our social incentives don't reward strictly ruthless behavior. Leaders who dominate excessively are penalized, liars are punished, and people gain friendship and status through service to others. Our genes' competitive strategy was to build ethical brains. We may be competitive, self-interested, and self-deceived animals, but our actual achievements can transcend our mixed motives. We cooperated our way to the moon. Beyond obvious prohibitions like murder and theft lie subtle norms that regulate intentions rather than just actions. These crimes of intent are precisely what our blind spots help us navigate. Consider how awkward it is to answer questions by appealing to self-interest. I want to be a doctor for the prestige and pay. Or, I draw cartoons so people will like me. Though often true, we systematically avoid such answers, preferring to emphasize higher, purer motives. Rationalizations occur constantly in everyday life. Children use transparent excuses like needing the bathroom to avoid bedtime. Adults are more sophisticated, using plausible explanations that are difficult to disprove. We often tell half-truths by cherry-picking acceptable reasons while concealing less flattering motives, like parents enforcing bedtimes for children's good while actually wanting personal time. Rather than quoting our IQs directly, we use show-offy vocabulary or buy conspicuous luxuries to signal the same information. The evidence for these hidden motives comes from multiple disciplines. Microsociology shows how our brains unconsciously choreograph complex social behaviors. Cognitive psychology demonstrates systematic information hiding. Primatology reveals our Machiavellian tendencies. And economics exposes institutions that consistently fail their stated goals.